We are a nation of workers, productive workers, innovative workers who can complete almost any task while maintaining an active presence on Facebook and Twitter. Of course, there are many jobs that don't allow time for Facebook and Twitter, but you'd better watch out because those jobs aren't safe. Most of those jobs can be completed overseas, where Farmville is far less of an abstract concept. Times like this get me thinking about the jobs I've had over the years. A lot of people remember jobs they completely and definitively hated. Take this job and shove it jobs, if you prefer. I've had some jobs that seemed lousy at the time, but every job I've had taught me something or at least gave me some pretty good stories. I've produced and delivered pizzas, radio programming, daily newspapers printed on actual paper, and in one job I literally monitored other people's jobs, making sure their jobs were okay. I currently teach at a community college. This is my crowning achievement. I actually liked all of these jobs, but all have their shortcomings. The worst part of delivering pizzas was the times when you weren't delivering pizzas and you had to make the food that the cooks hated making. I spent one 4th of July making vats and vats of coleslaw for the street dance crowd in an Iron Range town, shredding cabbage, hand-mixing it with whatever the hell that white stuff was. I've never been able to eat coleslaw since. I left the pizza place to work as an overnight disc jockey. This was a pretty cool job for a high school nerd because it inferred the possibility of an exciting social life while providing cover for the lack of such. The worst part of this job was wading out in waist-deep snow to whack the giant satellite dish with a stick when it iced over. Being a newspaper editor is supposed to be prestigious. I remember having to restart the computer server a lot, hearing the Macintosh bong sound over and over again so that I could access that AP photograph of Tony Blair that my readers would be waiting to ignore in that day's afternoon edition. It was also an unspoken rule that any time someone unstable entered the building with an incoherent rant, it was my job to discern its purpose without getting stabbed. The man with the naval cap and a crucifix strapped to his back was my favorite. Perhaps the most important job I haven't mentioned yet is my job as a dad. We've got three young boys, and raising them is an absolute unmitigated joy, a significant majority of the time. The only thing is, and I'm not sure how much of this may be legally broadcast, the diapers. New parents know that the diaper situation is going to happen, and though it starts awkwardly, you quickly get into the rhythm. But the poo business is a marathon, not a sprint, involving a lot more running than you thought you signed up for in the beginning. I just said that on the radio, but I feel I've earned it. I'm one of those modern dads who's changed a yeoman's share of diapers over time. It's hard work, I say. Better than producing coleslaw in bulk, but only because the hefty bags are leaving the house, not entering it. Every job, even a bad one, has its importance. If it didn't stink just a little bit, we might forget what life itself has to offer.